morning, you're welcome to Ireland's Protect Me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we're looking at the Community Climate Action Fund with the Community Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council, Denise Feeney. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line, that's 086 38 33 553. Email irishprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commissioner Mon, go to irishprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All that plus lots more coming up on Ars to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into Ours to Protect with me, John Morley. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Denise Feeney, who is the Community Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council. Denise, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're joining me to discuss this very interesting initiative. There's a big fund to support community climate action projects across County Galway.
Yes, it was just opened yesterday and we have €762,000 to give to community and voluntary groups across the county of Galway to support community climate actions. We have up to €100,000 to give out to a group, but altogether it's €760,000, 100% funding, and it's divided up into, I suppose, three different scales as such. So we have the small scale of up to €20,000, and medium scale funding of 21 to 50,000, and then the large scale funding of 51 to 100,000. So it's a great news story, and especially for community and voluntary groups who want to make a change on at ground level, and for them to come up with the ideas as well. It's a great initiative by the government.
Yeah, definitely. So there's three scales there, up to 20,000, 21,000 to 50,000 and 51,000 to 100,000. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the five different categories that people can apply for these different grants.
Yes. So the first category is the whole in area of community and energy. So in that category would be encouraging groups to apply maybe for small community renewable energy projects, for maybe retrofitting their community centre or any community building that's in their community. LED lighting falls in under that category as well. So we know that's a very common category. And then the second category or theme would be the whole area of travel. So this would be all about reductions in carbon footprint and services, improving access to cycleways, cycle parking, for example, and also opportunities to facilitate the use of community electric vehicles. So the theme is quite broad. And again, we'd be looking for groups to look at their own communities and see what projects could fall under that theme, and to link in with the local authority on ideas as well. We have an active travel team in the County Council, who will help and guide and advise and link in with your area engineer as well. But a lot of works can be done in local community centre and the car park areas, for example, making it more, I suppose, user-friendly for cyclists or pedestrians and so on. And there's a great opportunity in that one. And the third theme would be the whole area of food and waste. So that's projects that reduce food waste. So it could be maybe helping develop allotments, food markets, maybe community composting facilities, and community supporting farming as well in the area of local business and food pledges. We also have a theme on shopping and recycling. So that's all about reducing, reusing, recycling, upcycling. And examples of projects under that theme would include the whole area of maybe swap shops, water filling stations. And this all reduces single-use plastics. Initiatives aimed at reducing and reusing and recycling is what that category is all about. And we'll be looking forward to seeing ideas from community groups and what they can do in their local community. And then the whole area of the local climate and environmental action, that last theme is quite broad. It's all about, we're interested in projects that take a more holistic approach to managing the local environment, including in relation to climate action. And examples would include maybe the development of a mini forest in your community, forest school, maybe community gardens, roof gardens, energy gardens, pollinator projects. Again, very broad, but we'd be looking to community groups to come up with ideas on that as well. So quite broad themes, but gives up great opportunities for communities to come up with ideas.
And the application process itself, is it quite intensive or is it straightforward?
Yeah, it's an online application process we have via the council website, submit.com. That's not to say if a group has difficulty in applying online for whatever reason, we will help them in other ways. So we don't want that to exclude groups from applying. We have questions that I suppose are built into what we will be assessing the grants on. If people have difficulty answering, just let us know. We would, for the bigger projects, be looking for 3 quotes. Even projects from 3,000 upwards, we'd be looking for 3 quotes for any projects they're planning to do. If they've difficulty getting 3 quotes, they can just let us know and we'll work with them on that. So I'll be working with them regularly in making sure they can apply, linking in with the experts that are already in Galway County Council that they can seek advice from, such as our biodiversity officer, our climate action team. We've Tina Ryan and Rebecca Mooney there as well, ready to give advice as well. The active travel team, we've an environmental awareness officer, Mark Malloy. So we have help within the County Council to support groups as well in applying for the grant.
And they have a lot of time on this as well because they have until the end of February.
Yes, February the 29th. So a 12-week window. So we will be hoping they can think of the projects during the month of December and ready then to maybe apply in January. It does take time to apply to look for, to get quotes. So we would like groups to be conscious of that and to give themselves enough time to get the quotes. And also the funding, if you are successful, won't be distributed until late summer. So we'd be conscious any quotes they get would take in any increase, I suppose, in costs or inflation as well. And they can ask of that of quotes as well. But there is a large window there. So we'd ask people to not leave it to last minute because it's going to be quite a competitive process. And it's 762,000 we have. It's a lot of money. But if you think of the size of Galway and the islands and the array of groups that are out there, there will be a lot of groups applying. So it will be a competitive process. So it is worthwhile a group putting their best foot forward and putting the strongest application forward. In regards to the strength of an application, I would advise maybe trying to take a few of the themes that you would maybe not just concentrate on one of the themes that we've just talked about and look at how you can include a few of the different themes we talked about in your application and a few different projects. Mm. For example, if you're talking about a community centre and what can be done in a community centre, first of all, you could retrofit, projects could be done, but then look at the around the centre itself and maybe how you can deal with maybe food and waste, segregation of waste, maybe a garden allotment could be included if you had green space. Maybe you could install some cycle parking as well. Maybe there could be green areas for wilding or mini forests. So think of not just inside the community centre, but what can be done outside the centre as well. And that's a good way of including a lot of the themes we just talked about.
Okay. Further information can be found on that online on your website, but also through the Climate Action Fund at galwaycoco.ie.
Yes, exactly. And we also have two upcoming information sessions as well to help groups come up with ideas. The one-day workshop on the fund themes, again, a free workshop for community groups to attend in Clare Galway on January the 13th. It's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4, and they can register online. We'll be sending out the link via the PPN, the Public Participatory Network, but it'll be on our website as well. So there are a variety of sessions that we will be hosting to, I suppose, help groups come up with ideas. But again, they can also contact me at any time also.
Mm. Now, finally, I know the draft climate action plan, there was a lot of public consultation on it, but you do have a document now.
We have a draft plan and we've just developed the plan, and it's from 2024 to 2029. And that was co-created with stakeholders, including, you know, the community and public representatives, our businesses and public bodies, and young people and our own staff in Galway County Council. It has sets out over 97 climate actions across a variety of themes, including energy and transport and the built environment, communities and the natural environment. And we will be hoping that the final plan will be signed off by next February. All local authorities across the country have to do up a climate action plan. And that will be a great, I suppose, leader give us great direction of what we need to do as a local authority, but the community as a whole in County Galway can do going forward. So it's a plan that covers from 2024 to 2029.
And will councillors have the final say on that?
They will. They'll have the final say, and they've all already been consulted on it. They've still time to give their submissions of what they feel about the current actions that are in it. And we'll be hoping then that it'll go to council early next year and be signed off, and we can get working on all the variety of actions that's included in the plan.
Definitely. Denise Feeney, the Community Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thank you.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next week when we look at the expansion of the brown bin collection services to all households in Ireland.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.